June really begins with a bang in 2022 because, of course, the 1st of June is New Beginnings, and then we have the 13 universal date on 6/1/2022, and 13 represents shifts, transformation, life, death, rebirth. So you will be feeling a shift energy that propels you to implement your new ideas, and it helps to just allow innovation to flow and to empower yourself by just focusing on that inspiration, that ability to just change things up and embrace unique ideas. And because 13 reduces to 4, you also feel more organized. You can put things in their place, and this order then brings a sense of security because you're focusing on everything in its own place. You're also motivated to accomplish something because the number 4, which 13 reduces to, is the number of work, getting things done. And there's also a focus on needing some time alone. The number 1 for June 1st is the number of the single person. So the word I looks like the number 1, and it represents the same thing. And then 13 is also connected to genius. And in order for your ingenious ideas and inspirations to flow, you absolutely do need some time alone, even in seclusion. So that is something to keep in mind on this first day of the month. Now, in the heavens, we have the moon square Jupiter for a few hours, and that definitely expands how you feel. Your emotional state is enhanced. What you want to do is consciously focus on positive outcomes because Jupiter, even in a square, really represents the enhancement of optimism. So this is really a day to allow the compassion of the moon to merge with the wisdom of Jupiter, to allow the happiness of Jupiter and the kindness of the moon to blend together. And that creates this effortless sense of bliss. So there are many gifts and advantages that can show up for you. They can be tiny, but they absolutely can be acknowledged. And as you acknowledge them, you feel recognized at soul level. You feel connected to that generosity, which is always there. It is ever present. On Thursday, June 2nd, we have a 14 universal date, and this code combines balance with adventure. So the balance comes from the ability to be very free-flowing and really a seeker of freedom, of independence. So harmony is achieved through both rest and movement, listening and exploration. And that stillness and peace must be present internally for you to feel compelled to take a risk. So as you connect to that internal balance of the masculine and feminine energies, the yin and yang, you then are grounded and able to take off and take flight. So your ability to listen in and also be playful really creates this magnificent flow. In the heavens, we have the moon sextile Uranus for a few hours today, and that is a wonderful invitation to follow your instinct and take risks. So we begin the month really with some risk-taking aspects here. Open up to your inner genius. It's going to radically allow you to shift your perspective so that you are in a non-attached state. So when we are attached to things, we don't readily shift because we are stuck in that energy and don't want to let go. So these first 2 days of June are really invitations to allow our mind to be free-flowing, not stuck on the past with regurgitating how things should be, and instead investigating how things could be and feeling the joy of that. Moon sextile Uranus is so beautiful for being inventive and curious. And you may uncover a critical missing link that connects the dots for you. You may also be able to understand what is not working for you emotionally and let go of that and replace it with something that is just feels really enthusiastic and exciting and is instilled with this newfound wisdom, which you want to act on. On the 3rd of June, we have a wonderful double three code active. Since June is a 12 universal month and 12 reduces to three, three is the playful number, the number of being social, expressing yourself, being creative, and happy. And then the whole date adds up to 15, which is the spiritual alchemist. And this is really an amazingly positive vibration and code combination between the threes and the 15-6. So you're really filled with a lot of joy. You sense the opportunities. It's a very creative day. It's a day to be with others, to be with family as well. There's a lot of fun and joy in the air. And what's really also enhanced is your ability to express yourself. And of course, you can do that in any way through writing, speaking, music, the arts, painting, sculpting, dancing, whatever it may be. Feel your way into everything that you do today. There's a lot of beautiful communication that comes from you being in a state of joy. So allow that to be your guide. Allow your smile to nurture others and be in a place of love and compassion. Mercury stations direct in Taurus today, which is a cause for celebration. And since the number three is a number of celebration, this works beautifully. So Mercury and the number three both govern communication and expression. So there's a sense of this forward momentum now that is going to start again today, ever so slowly. And in the next couple days, you'll really feel that shift. Mercury does station direct in Taurus, which is the sign that is ruled by Venus. And Venus is very aligned to the number three because it governs fun and pleasure and exploration and, of course, self-expression and creativity. So then we move to the 4th of June, Saturday. And on this day, we have the number of organization and architecture and being at home and gardening and grounding merged with the number 16, which is the number of the sudden appearance of a message, being the divine messenger, tuning into inspiration, allowing your intuition to guide you, and being open to the unexpected. Four is very secure. 16-7 is all about surprise. And so you're going to have a balance between both of those numbers today. So you want to make room for mystery and meditation. And then that inner peace enables your intuition to really take off. So there's a real wonderful combination here of being connected to Earth through the number four, which is the number that governs Earth. We have four seasons, we have four directions, and there is a whole beautiful symbiotic relationship between the number four and the planet Earth that we live on. And then 16-7 really connects us to heaven, or the inspiration that comes from spirit. So it's a beautiful weekend day. And on this day, the moon trines Mars, and that gives you greater emotional focus, greater emotional direction. You're more conscious of your goals. Your instinct feels strong. It's a fiery day of passion and enthusiasm. And yeah, you may be a little bit impulsive, so guard against overreacting. On Sunday, June 5th, we have a gorgeous code of freedom merged with the number 17, which is immortality. So you really want to set yourself free in some way, to explore, to feel independent, sovereign, and to take the lead in some capacity. 17 reduced to 8, which is the number of leadership and infinite resources and abundance. And so it allows you to have the sense of fearlessness through the number five, and that then creates tremendous resilience through the number 17-8. So there is a pivot point energy whenever the number five shows up. And in this case, the pivot point is asking you to have the courage to take the lead in your own life, and as opposed to being led by others. So this inner authority is really going to be expressed very freely today, meaning the inner authority, the actual intuitive downloads that you get that prompt you to move in a certain direction. That's really taking charge in a big way. Also, it's a wonderful day for financial flow, especially if you're very open, because there are obstacles that can be removed today through the number five. Now, in the stars, we have Moon opposite Saturn, and that's a big call to act on projects in order to bring energy into balance. Saturn is always about working on something and grounding the energy. And when there's an opposition, you need to create balance between work and emotional sustenance and compassion. So there's a nurturing aspect to the day, but you're really learning to nurture what it is you're responsible for. And that then brings your life into balance. So whatever you want to persist on, whatever work you're doing, it can lead to recognition, it can lead to respect and achievement, as long as you keep that balance in mind where your feelings and the direction of your projects and work are both beautifully represented in equal measure. Then on Monday, the 6th of the 6th, 2022, we only have twos and sixes in the code. And six obviously represents nurturing, but also love. And two represents the connection between two people and balance and peace. So there is a beautiful activation here of intimacy and compassion and nurturing. And then the whole date adds up to 18, which reduces to 9, and 9 is another number of love, but it is unconditional love. So there is a sense of real self-expression and loving energy. In fact, the whole 369 code is activated since June is a 12 universal month, which reduces to 3. So that means there's abundance, there's the ability to create, to inspire, to express, to love, to nurture. And if you focus on sharing your heart, you will absolutely enjoy this day. Your loved ones may need more hugs, more attention. It's a wonderful day for abundance creation. You just feel beautiful at soul level, so you want to trust your inner guidance. That inner guidance is spirit. So just always listen to that. Today is just one of those days where love can just be shared in such beautiful ways. The sun is sextile Chiron today, and that means, well, the sun is your inner light and Chiron is healing through love. So it ties in beautifully with the 369 code. And so at soul level, you just want to express your true nature, your spiritual side, the side that connects with the heart, with higher consciousness. And you're able to maybe identify something today, a dream, a purpose that helps you to realign your energy so you can move forward on purpose in a purposeful way. You just feel very connected in a profound way to your destiny. So this is a day to remember your high principles that point to an inner need to bring significant healing and uplifting energy to the world. And we all have this need, right? We all have a need to contribute something positive to the world, to Earth, to humanity. So you feel that, and you also feel a calmness, a steadiness. And, you know, this allows you to be disciplined, actually, about implementing what it is you're feeling. If you look at the 369 code, that code is not about organization and discipline, but Sun sextile Chiron does give you that steadiness. So it helps with accomplishing what it is you are wanting to share and reveal and create today. And then we come to June 7th, which is a 19 universal date. This is a day of very active mindfulness and consideration and perception. 19 is the Prince of Heaven number. It shines the light on spiritualizing your life through high vibrational ideas. And as these original ideas appear, it's helping you to engage in a new approach. Seven is the number of inspiration, research, reading, alone time, being in nature. So be sure to get out in nature, do research, rest, and listen to your refined thoughts, and really use your words wisely as well. Now, in the heavens, we have the moon trine Venus, which is so beautiful. It brings the theme of happiness and pleasure, and it allows feelings of joy, affection, to really soothe your soul, and basically allowing love to touch everything you do, allowing joy to infuse you, focusing on things that are beautiful, not being in noisy environments, seeking out anything that is blissful, and beautifying your own environment in your own home or your own workplace. So this is a day where you understand the importance of the little pleasures in life.